This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Life isn't safe. None of us get out of it alive. The greatest danger.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I was thinking this morning about tweeting that out, but I didn't do it. Life isn't safe. Anybody that says they've got systems to keep you safe and makes it only about being safe and not taking risk or not standing up for what you believe in is an enemy. Is unconscious at the bare minimum. No, here's the quote for Twitter. Life isn't safe, but the most dangerous thing in the universe is doing nothing. The most dangerous thing in the world is trying to stay safe. Life isn't safe. And the most dangerous thing in the universe is believing there is no risk. And people then just live paralyzed. Susan Rice, who just tuned in, obviously, yesterday. Mike Cernovich joining us in the next segment. Whistleblowers. Clearly, it's Bloomberg, 45 minutes, an hour after he posted. It's the exact story he put out. What they put out. They're, oh, okay, it's true, Susan Rice. Oh, you know, it's true. Here it is. Top Obama advisor sought names of Trump associates in intel. They already admit they unmasked the names. They just keep playing games like they're not going to release the info. And here it is. And Mike Cernovich, can we cue up that 60 minutes in the next segment to introduce him, where they have that reporter, whatever his name is. Notice we don't even know their names now because they're just, we can play it now. And the guy's such a stuffs. What's his name? Scott Kelly. Scott Pele. Okay. He sits there and he acts like, he is such a stuffed shirt. He's so arrogant. He's God. He's unstoppable. And just how dare you sit here and put all this garbage out? And if somebody watches that who's in a trance, they believe Scott Pele. But if you're already awake, you know what a joke it is. And that Cernovich is obviously being edited, which they did. So they asked him about it. They only show the clip up to where she's about to fall over. Then he says, oh, see, that's fake news. And then they cut to something completely different. He said about something completely separate. But it doesn't matter because in the interview, he kept his answers so short, they didn't have anything to really edit together. I mean, that's how pathetic these people are. Trump supporter, labeled fake news by 60 Minutes, beats everyone to Susan Rice scoop. I remember about a year ago, Paul Watson was like, I like the Cernovich guy. I got to start paying attention to him. So I started paying attention to him, and it was only a few months ago we got him on. But that is so exciting. And notice, I can just tell, Cernovich is just in there. He's kicking their ass with the truth, so they're attacking him. That's what happens when you're doing the right thing. Here's Scott Pele, the lord of arrogance and acting like he's in charge. He doesn't have the facts. He just has, ridiculous. You'll say the sky's blue. I'm Scott Pele. Ooh, here it is.
She had a seizure and froze up walking into her motorcade.
Well, she had pneumonia. I mean,
how do you know? Who told you that?
Well, the campaign told us that.
Why would you trust the campaign?
The point is, you didn't talk to anybody who'd ever examined Hillary Clinton.
I don't take anything Hillary Clinton's going
to
say.
Back it up. Back it up to start. Doctors don't talk to people they've examined. You know there's health laws as an investigative journalist. He got it from the campaign, a known discredited organization in the WikiLeaks of total liars. And the Supreme Court, as Cernovich told you in the interview, sources, shouldn't have said that, slip, and the Secret Service gave us the info about her in the black ambulance falling down and having seizures every 45 minutes. But you know that, don't you, Scott Paley? Let's go out to break with him. Here he is.
She had a seizure and froze up walking into her motorcade.
Well, she had pneumonia. I mean,
how do you know? Who told you that?
Well, the campaign told us that.
Why would you trust the campaign?
The point is, you didn't talk to anybody who'd ever examined Hillary Clinton.
I don't take anything Hillary Clinton is going to say at all as true. I'm not going to take her on her word. The media says we're not going to take Donald Trump on his word, and that's why we are in these different universes.
And you know, I like Sternovich because he's kind of like me. He's being real, so he's sitting there kind of excited and pulling the info. They all see that. He's not all scripted. It's all, they're not like Scott Pele. The public likes him because the info's true and he's real. See?
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the man of the hour in the real media, in the truth-based, nationalistic media, is Mike Cernovich, but he's not anywhere in the mainstream news. When he broke yesterday morning the Susan Rice information from the State Department that she's the one that ordered the unmasking, she's now given an interview to, I guess, Alan Greenspan's wife. And Fox News and others are reporting that's going to be aired soon, where she says, "I do not deny I did it, but I did nothing wrong." So let's get it straight. You spied on Trump for political purposes. You said you never did it. All of you lied. Now you've been caught. So now you're saying you did nothing wrong. We're getting Cernovich lined up on Skype right now. If not, we'll go to phone. But understand, folks, they're all over the news with these headlines. Blackwater founder held secret Seychelles meeting to establish Trump-Putin back channel on January 9th. The United Arab Emirates, who he represents, has built an army for, wants to meet to then have Trump cut off Iran once he becomes president. So now, oh my God, you're not allowed to talk to the United Arab Emirates, and of course the Russians were there trying to get the Russians to join the United States in not being allies with Iran. That'd be a great victory for the United States. How dare Eric Prince? This meeting is the leader of the United Arab Emirates, totally legal. Eric Prince is now international citizen, totally normal. And the media then spins it like Russians, dun, dun, dun. And the headlines this morning were Russian web continues to expand. Imagine, out of tens of thousands of people in the executive branch of the Trump circle, they're talking to Russians. And that's where they've succeeded, even though they failed overall to try to bring Trump down with this. Trump was supposedly already going to have meetings with Putin, hadn't had it yet. He's having with all these other world leaders. But hadn't had it with Putin yet because the optics of him meeting with Putin, that's giving in. Have him up there for an hour-long press conference. Make jokes about this. Putin, I like Russia, but let me tell you, I'm sorry I brought coal back. I know that devastates your gas exports. What'd you lose, about $300, $400 billion a year? Sorry, America first. Oh, my gosh, Trump to meet with Putin's favorite congressman as Russia story swirls. Oh, my God, Dana Rohrabacher. Been on the show many times, pro-gun guy. Since Russia's not communist anymore, says we ought to have businesses in Russia. We ought to have trade. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Dana Rohrabacher, another Ruski agent. The Russians aren't communist anymore. They're not. All that old anti-Russia propaganda that out here. Oh, my God, they're getting ready to put the red stars back on the tanks. It's all over. The globalists got kicked out of Russia. Does Russia have problems? Does it have? Absolutely. Is Putin perfect? No. Compared to China, compared to Saudi Arabia, compared to the EU threatening to attack us, it's incredible. Now, again, we're working to get Mike Cernovich on Skype. Let's pull the plug, go right to phone. I want to get this great American on with us, as we got other guests coming up as well, so we need to get to him, breaking down the amazing work he did with his sources, also the film producer of Silenced. Now we're going to go to Mike Cernovich, we finally got a Skype up. Great technology, but has its problems. Again, imagine. They're now not denying that Rice did the unmasking. He gets the intel. The media's sitting on it. He reports on it. An hour later, Bloomberg reports it yesterday. And they try at first to say it's fake news. Now they've backed off. It's real. This is their whole narrative falling apart. But again, they think we're idiots. They think we're morons. They were all over the news. We can put it behind us, saying wiretapping. And Obama administration, Russia preserve intelligence of Russian hacking. And then we have the other lady. We're going to play the clip of her coming up. Evelyn Farkas, the head of the Russia program at the Pentagon, saying that they were spying and did this, and that specifically it was the State Department. So they've entered another world where they really think you've all got goldfish memories. 7 seconds. So in the same interviews, they say, we were spying on Trump, but no, he's a Russian agent. But it's insane. He says we're spying on him. It's totally crazy. Isn't he a nut? And then now, as she gets caught, Evelyn Farkas came out 2 days ago. Remember Sunday? And she said the Russians have put out the lie that she said in March on CNN and MSNBC that they were spying and had the proof. So she says it, and it's the Russians' fault. I mean, if she eats 20 cheeseburgers a day and giant tubs of ice cream and weighs 800 pounds, is that the Russians' fault? If I don't wipe my ass, is that the Russians' fault? I mean, I'm sorry to use these terms. If I don't brush my teeth, is it the Russians' fault? If I don't, kiss my kids when they go to school in the morning or don't cook them breakfast, is that the Russians' fault? If I slip on a banana peel, is that the Russians' fault? And then we learn that Trump's own executive branch won't even give him the intel he was being spied on. He has to go to Nunes in the House Intelligence Committee. And then they say, oh, Nunes can't be trusted. He's one of those too. So joining us is investigative journalist, lawyer, constitutional lawyer, and more. And, of course, that's Mike Cernovich. He was just on with us last week with the big fake news guy. He said Hillary was sick. Yeah, the Secret Service told us, and we have her having seizures and in medical tents. And she looks like hell. But the point is, they're telling us Kim Jong-il was in great health till he died. Danger in Play is his website. Isn't it crazy? Like, we broke NSA documents 2 weeks ago that Trump was being spied on. His phone numbers, family numbers, real stuff. And the total blackout. With you, they can't ignore it, but they black out that Mr. Fake News was who broke it. The truth is, you're not fake news. They're fake news. That's why they brand us with what they are.
Yeah, Alex, I actually have an even bigger story I wanted to break. I've been waiting to break on your show. We found out now how Deep State is sabotaging Trump through the pedophile networks and how now they're controlling who's being hired in the administration by administering polygraphs.
You know, this is too important. He can stay on Skype video, but I want to go to phone. I almost want to just get rid of Skype because once Skype starts up, we'll just, like, getting drug into a bad relationship. We just stay on it for hours, and we just stay with it. Mike, stay there. We're going to call you on the cell. You can we'll put your image up there, but we're going to go to you because this is too important, and we're having Skype problems. This is breaking news and information here, and I'm trying not to skip breaks, but I tell you, there's just so much to cover here. We've got other guests coming up as well. Like Millie Weaver, we'll have to push her back a little bit so that Mike Cernovich can have the floor. And be able to cover all this. But as soon as we go through our phone system and all that archaic Byzantine fandangling, we will be able to get that information. Again, I'm Alex Jones. This is InfoWars. Are we ready, guys? Okay. Anyways, major breaking news and information here. InfoWars.com/show is the main show link with the free podcast, the iPhone, Android apps, and so much more. And it's really up to all of you out there to keep spreading those links, the video feeds, and so much more. Because without you, we will be shut down. Without your prayers, without you spreading the word, without your financial support, we just absolutely will not be able to continue on here, ladies and gentlemen. And soon I'm going to produce my whole show out of studio because one of the issues is taking a phone call here is like an act of Congress. But we're going to do that here in just a moment. Maybe we should play a Susan Rice clip here. Let's just do that while we do our normal thing. Here's Susan Rice trying to deny all this garbage. Here it is.
I know nothing about this. I was surprised to see reports from Chairman Yunus on that count today. I mean, let's back up and recall where we have been. The President of the United States accused his predecessor, President Obama, of wiretapping Trump Tower during the campaign. Nothing of the sort occurred, and we've heard that confirmed by the director of the FBI, who also pointed out that no president, no White House, can order the surveillance of another American citizen. That can only come from the Justice Department with the approval of a FISA court. So today, I really don't know to what Chairman Nunes was referring.
Yeah, we don't do anything illegal. Okay, Mike Cernovich, the man they said was fake news. He's been so accurate. We've got you on phone now. Go ahead and tell us about this big breaking news.
Oh, my God. So I've been waiting to break this story out, but I couldn't break the story until I had a big scoop like Susan Rice. But the whole reason I broke the Susan Rice story is because I wanted to break the story, and I wanted to break the story on your show because we have the whole enchilada, the pedophile networks of the deep state. So I'm going to break it down for you real quick. The reason Trump can't get his people hired is because the security clearances are being jammed up and not going through. The reason they're not going through is that the people who administer the polygraph in deep state are actually part of the pedophile ring, and they only want pedophiles in deep state because they're compromised and they can be blackmailed. So everything that we thought that Trump was making a mistake, he actually wasn't. The people who administer the polygraphs in deep state are all part of the pedophile network. They only want to hire people they can blackmail, and that is why a lot of General Flynn guys especially, they weren't able to get security clearances. So this goes way deeper. This is why they went after you. They went after me. My Wi-Fi literally is not working now. I don't even know what's going on once I tweeted out.
Well, I've had CIA people say they can't come on anymore. Their whole lives have been ruined. I mean, they're coming after everybody. This pedophile thing is what they're afraid of.
Yeah, so this is the real thing. We now know that is how deep state has sabotaged Trump. Now, I talked to the person who had investigated and I worked at my detailed source network, and he had told me that where this happens initially is in swingers clubs. And these swinger clubs are outside of Washington, D.C. And what happens is they find people who are into wife swapping and those other kind of activities, and then they drug them, roofie them essentially, And then children are brought in, and they post for pictures with children, naked children.
Oh, I was told that by sources that they'll have a woman trick you with first somebody that's like 16 when you're drugged. Wow, this is amazing. My other sources are telling me this, too. Mike Cernovich, you're awesome. Sorry I got frustrated earlier. Skype drives me crazy sometimes. Great crew, great people. We're going to come back. I just want to get all this intel out. And we got the guy that broke the Susan Rice information on with us right now. The gold standard in real news, Mike Cernovich.
You know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Flockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Flockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Flockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself, for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
Attention homeowners, if you're buying a new home or refinancing your present one and you haven't locked in a low, low rate from Guaranteed Rate, don't miss out. Visit rate.com today. Interest rates are currently at the lowest you'll see this year, as the Fed has not one but two interest rate increases penciled in for 2017. So if you want to potentially save thousands of dollars, visit rate.com and lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate today. Type rate.com to directly into your address bar to find and lock in the perfect loan for you at a low, low rate. You may be surprised by just how much money you could save. Don't wait for the Fed to raise rates again. Go to rate.com now to lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate. Don't wait. Go to rate.com today. Terms and conditions apply. Not all applicants will be approved for financing. Call 1-888-672-1234 for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. NMLS ID 2611. Go to rate.com today.
Mike Cernovich, investigative journalist, is our guest right now. 10 minutes in the next segment. And then we've got our investigators on the ground with massive pedophile arrests. 474 reported pedophiles, more than 30 women in bondage, some men, and then 28 children, some of them very small, in cages. That's KTLA and other reports, but nothing since then. And law enforcement is very, very upset. I got Cernovich on. As a lawyer and filmmaker, investigative journalist, just out of necessity, journalist, to get into his big scoop on the situation with Rice. And she's now basically admitting she did it. So that's an even bigger victory just for the true media that they try to demonize as fake when they're the ones that are fake. But obviously he's always moving on to the next thing. What's stunning about Cernovich is getting to follow him the last year or so is my sources, and I can't get into all the sources, even though they're on air, some of them. They can tell me more off air, they can't on air. But, I mean, you know, take Sawman Greg Sawyer. I mean, he's a former SEAL team leader, been in the most elite SEAL team. Obviously, I'm not going to say what he did there. And all a federal officer, led task forces, you name it. Five shows on Discovery and History. Three of them, he's the main guy. A lot to lose. And he's been threatened with this. So he goes public, says we're going to start doing shows about it from the sources. Because the thing missing is media that has the courage to cover it. And from other sources, that's what I get is they take congressmen. I've had this from FBI, CIA, Navy SEALs, Delta Force, Army, you name it, all these groups. Because it's just thick as thieves. They can't stand it. It's everywhere. And they'll be there, and that's how they do it, is they get a mistress to drug you, then bring kids in, take photos, or a 16-year-old you don't know, you're drugged, with another woman brings them in, and that this is the standard operating procedure of, oh, let me get you a hooker, and then she looks like she's 20, but she's 16. Then they've got you, oh, and then that's how they're compromising people, and then you say the exact thing from your source. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so there's two layers to this I learned about. And I also heard from the source, he told me that actually Pizzagate was a distraction, and it was actually a false flag, a psychological operation run by Deep State to get people focusing away from long.
Was this and before I figured it out or after that?
This was, I can't give the exact date because I don't want to reveal my sources, and I am spied on, and they have.
No, I mean, they admit they're spying, but I mean, I get it. I figured that out, too. Yeah.
Yeah. So what really is going on, that there's two parallel institutions. One is that the pedophilia is not about people who are actually into children. Deep State uses that so that they control everybody within Deep State. I've heard that as many as one-third of people in the intelligence community are either actual pedophiles or they have been photographed as children. So that is tier one. Those are the people, they go into the swingers clubs and they're partying. And then what they do is they kind of push people. They say, oh, you're in a swingers club. Have you ever done, like, ecstasy? And then people start doing ecstasy. And then eventually they get roofied. And then they wake up and they find out there's pictures of them with naked children. I'm not even talking about 15-year-old girls. I'm talking about, you know, 4-year-old, 5-year-old naked children. And now Deep State owns them. They've done that to people who administer the polygraph test and who are responsible for security clearances at Deep State. So right now the real story is that Trump can't get his people in. He can't get his team in because Deep State won't approve the security clearance.
And the FBI controls the polygraphs, and they're controlled.
They're controlled by, you know, with the pedophile blackmail stuff. So the biggest untold story, because it's so inside baseball, is that Trump can't get his people in because the people who are doing the security clearances, they don't want Trump supporters in because Trump supporters aren't into that kind of stuff, and they know that you can't blackmail and control them. So they do roofie people. That is how they blackmail.
Well, I've never
them.
Told this story, and I'm tempted to tell it, but Anthony and I were out at a business dinner about 3 years ago, and they brought over our drinks. And I thought the iced tea tasted kind of funny. And then about 30 minutes in, I'm feeling really weird. And all of a sudden, these beautiful women come in. They're like, oh, go with us. And I was smart. And he goes, yeah, we've been drugged. We got out of there and barely made it down the street, barely got cabs. And by the time I got home, I was crawling. Because I had a car down there crawling into the house. And I don't know what they hit me with. I never went and got tested, but that was definitely an intelligence setup. I never told that story until just now.
Yeah, no, I've been told actually by people. They've told me that I have 6 months and that's it. And then I'm either going to have to take some kind of bribe or that they're going to tell me that they're really going to take it.
That's just how they play mind games. Like they're in control.
Yeah.
Mike, we're going to run over these people. Can you smell their blood? Can you smell blood, brother?
Well, that's why we're breaking these Deep State stories. That's why people are coming to you and coming to me, because they want them out, and they realize that the Susan Rice story, Bloomberg sat on it, the Washington Post sat on it. Nobody wanted to run it because they knew this proof. This is bigger than Watergate. By the way, Sean Hannity, Eric Prince, they were also wiretapped. They were spied on. You were spied on. I was spied on. Roger Stone was. Chuck Johnson was. everybody was spied on.
And anybody who isn't a pedophile.
Yeah, we're all being spied on. That's why everybody has to be very careful.
They call us empowered individuals they don't control. Red-blooded Americans are all being spied on. Let's come back, exactly. Mike. You're laying out truth because I have my own sources. This guy's
we're
dead on.
March. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself, for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
That's right, in defense of free will, universal law. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Mike Cernovich is our guest under 10 minutes. Millie Weaver and our crew are interviewing the police, state police, county police. They've been doing these giant pedophile roundups. And we're not talking about child porn. We're talking about the people producing it, reportedly, and using them in sex slavery. So I love how the pedophiles last year have come out, said everything's mainstream. They thought it was their time with Hillary, who first, of course, represented pedophiles as her main job, and then Bill on Jerry Epstein's plane, the Lolita Express, and it just goes on from there. Mike Cernovich is our guest, dangerinplay.com. Mike, I heard you were saying you want to come down here and dump even more personally on air. You're welcome. We'll fly down here, next week if you want to, or this week. But looking at this, there's clearly a war. There's clearly a war, and Trump has said he wants to kill pedophiles. He's on record. We know he's turned the Justice Department loose. The problem is once it hits the level of the courts, it's just ending there. So from your sources, I've got mine. One of them's coming up next hour. Where is this battle? Where is this fight right now? How epic is this?
Right now, to keep our eye on the prize, the eye on the prize are security clearances. That is the eye on the prize. Every time a Trump person is denied a security clearance, that is where Trump's people need to investigate that person and his ties to pedophilia. That's what I told. They go.
Yeah, not the person who's denied, not the person that's denied, but the people doing the security clearance. And let me tell you how, I don't know, because I have my sources, obviously. And let me explain something. Everybody that's a patriot gets refused. They'll say, oh, he was at a bar 2 weeks ago and a Russian shook his hand and he didn't know this was a Russian spy. Well, they're sending in the double agent Russian. They take a photo or video. Then that's shown. When Trump says, why can't I get any of my people? They use this whole Russia thing as the excuse when they've got a team of Russians out there going around making connections that aren't Russians. You know, they're fake Russians. I mean, they're the Russian background. So what you're saying is what I've been told separately by my White House sources. So that's amazing.
Yeah, it's all coming together. And that is why, you know, the media, they're really going after us hard. And the real reason the media freaked out about Pizzagate, I also found out, was because they knew that people were looking at a pedophilia and they don't want that. But it wasn't about, here's what the guy told me. And most people have confirmed it. He goes, Mike, this might sound really nasty or nihilistic to you, he goes, but it's not about pedophilia, it's about security clearances. And I go, well, wait, I go, what do you mean it's not about the children? He goes, no, you got to look at it. The long game is the deep state, they're not into the children. They are into controlling who gets the security clearance, and they want to make sure the people who give security clearances are pedophiles. He goes, the eye on the prize is every time a security clearance gets denied, have them look at the person who is denying the clearances. Those are the people who are compromised.
Because that's how they keep you out of deep state. Once they get a deep state, all they care about is keeping you out of it so you can't clean them out. And then meanwhile, you're right, they're nihilistic. They're into all sorts of stuff. In fact, a lot of the big people like Eric Schmidt and others, he's into like 20 women. You know, he's not into that. But they clearly, absolutely, that's the thing. Cheating on your wife's not good enough. Being gay is not good enough anymore. Now they've got to have something. And so a lot of folks, I've been told, you have to be inducted, like at a Bohemian Grove. There's not all bad folks at Bohemian Grove. Most of it's above board, but it's very homoerotic. That's admitted. They tell you, you want to be in the bigger club, have sex with this 15-year-old. Yeah,
because they own you. Again, that's the whole. And then the other angle that we can talk about, and I can give you names. I have people who've been arrested. There have been multiple arrests, but nobody was ever able to connect the dots. What they also do is, They hire the security at comic conventions, the Comic-Cons, and the security people are trained to recognize kind of 14-year-old wayward girls, and that's how they recruit their sex slaves, is all these, you know, 14-year-old girls. You know, you can kind of tell when somebody's a little bit lost, but they actually have...
Yeah, they look desperate. They, you know, they want help, and you tell them, hey, you want to be a star, but hey, you're too young for porn. That's in 4 years, sweetheart. We're going to put you on the inside track, baby. Then they roll their sleeves up and say, by the way, take some of this to get full control of them.
Exactly. So that is the tier two. So the tier one is the pedophilia, the compromise stuff, the swingers clubs. That's how they do it. And I was also told, and you know this, of course, too, but they told you, you better never be alone because anybody can be roofied. And that's what they do is they roofie people
brother,
like
brother,
people
they did
like
it to me. I wasn't even drinking, okay? It was in my iced tea. And I was like, we didn't even hear. We're like, let's get out of here. We're having a business meeting. I go, let's get out of here. And he was like, yeah. And it was, and all of a sudden, all these, oh, hi, oh, go with us. It was like total setup. But luckily, we got out of there. But, man, that's incredible.
Yeah, so all this is happening. And the comic convention is the tier two, and that's where they get the girls who are, they're underage, but it's for the people who are like the Anthony Weiner type. Why do you think Anthony Weiner and Uma are still together? That was actually a scoop that I had last year that they never were divorced. It's a sham. Well, Wiener's into underage girls, and people want to wonder if Uma was involved, what she knew, was she recruiting them? There might be another connection there, and that's why Wiener and Uma have remained together, even though he's ridiculed her, humiliated her, ruined her life repeatedly. There's something very weird going on there. Maybe there's a recruitment ring or something that they're part of.
Well, and exactly, and let's expand on that. Under Islam and the Wahhabist sect that her family's part of, her mother was the top person pushing genital mutilation in the West of women. That is a major tenet of Islam, is pedophilia of girls and boys. They kill gays because two adult men aren't supposed to have sex, or two adult women, so everything's upside down. That's considering adults, whatever. You know, make judgments if you want, but that's their right. under Islam, it's in the Quran that Muhammad's marrying nine-year-olds, and so as long as it's with a child, it's okay. This is truly satanic. That's why there's an alliance with the globalists and radical Islam, because it's two pedophilic organizations, Mike.
Yeah, they are, and that is also, and again, you know, you and I, we tend to look at things morally and view everybody involved as kind of evil, but most of the people, they just view it, they're not like us, Alex, they're not like the people listening in. All they view it as, hey, if that guy's a pedophile like Dennis Hastert, Dennis Hastert was actually promoted up the ranks a lot higher than he should have been.
Sure, from nowhere, because he was a pedophile, he was a procurer, so they took him from nowhere to be run into the house, and then he made the speaker because he was a weak person, would do whatever he was told.
Exactly, and because he was molesting children, the congressional pages, there's so much, they're so deep, and that is why everybody is really freaking out. Nobody's looked into it. And the reason, the real reason they wanted to remove General Flynn, I don't know if anybody's talked about this, but you probably know it, is General Flynn, even though it wasn't his turf, he had known about a lot of this stuff.
Well, you notice his son, yeah. I made a big deal out of this, keeps hammering it because he's smart, knows what's going on. Of course Flynn knows about this, and it's disgusting, and that's why I'm mad that, you know, we didn't really get sucked in. I was the first person to say Pizzagate's bull and pull out of it. We didn't create it. MSM pushed it. And I went, wait, they're focusing on a small area of this larger stuff that's in the Podesta emails. It's clearly dirty. The police are telling us. Stuff the cops told us later came out that Wiener was child porn and, you know, about to be indicted. All that's happening. And the sexting the 15-year-old. And then I'm like, why are we covering this? And then I saw some disinfo pieces, and I went, that's it. It's a setup. I totally got pizza place, code words, pizza. And then they turned me into the bad guy, because I'm the one that figures it out by December 1st or even earlier and pulls out of it. They take it as a sign of weakness when, no, it's me trying to be credible. All I have is the truth. And when we get diverted off, we're going to tell people. But I'll tell you this, the freak out over pedophile stuff, I've never seen, not when I exposed 9/11 and the Saudis and everything, and not when I've done all this other bombshell stuff. I'm getting 10 times the resistance on this pedophile empire than anything else. What do you think that's about, Mike Cernovich?
Yeah, because a lot, that's again how they compromise people in the media. Because Operation Mockingbird proved that the CIA controls a lot of media. A lot of media people, again, they aren't, it's kind of sad, Alex, but they aren't actually pedophiles themselves. But they have pictures of them with underage children, and that is how they're controlled by deep state, too. So they are told what to write about by deep state. And that's why they're all freaking out, because a lot of people in media, they have been compromised. I mean, if you think about it, you know, some of these guys, maybe the 25-year-old man, they're at a club, they're partying, a pretty girl flirts up to them, they're thinking this is a good thing. Next thing you know, they wake up and all they see is a picture of them next to a naked child. And they're going to write what they're told to write. So that's why most of the media is controlled by deep state, is because most of the people who are in media, they're not actually into children, but they've been compromised and exposed by deep state, and they've been set up. And
that's right. Let's explain how this works. I know this from other sources, and historically this has happened. It's been documented. Look what followers they are, not even wanting to be attacked by the media. Can you imagine when they learn they got tricked into having sex with a 16-year-old girl, or they got drugged and they brought in, you know, naked toddlers or whatever? Can you, or you know, had a toddler chained up and they're in the room with it? Can you imagine? They say, I'll do anything you ever want. And that's all about domination and control. And Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote in one of his books, I think it was The Technotronic Era. I've read a bunch of them. He admitted, we control organized crime. That is the deep state. We control the pedophiles. He said, we control it all. Because, oh, then we can control it and keep it small. What a lie. They're the ones that have proliferated it, because it's their control system. And so that's why they're normalizing pedophilia in the news, normalizing it in the media, because they want to get more people into it so they have more compromised people.
Right. And all they did when they went after you and went after me, they don't understand how people like you and I think. They don't understand that I know that we are at war and I will die. I will die for the truth. So I don't care if some stupid articles they write about me. Right now, the whole media, they think they're having...
All they do is make us bigger. They don't get it. And I don't care if they... Quite frankly, I don't care if I get sued now. I really thought about it. Great. Depositions, full war. Let's go. And I'm not kidding. It's not... I'm ready. Let's go.
Well, no, exactly. I put a bunch of money in a trust fund. My daughter has a trust fund. You know, Shauna, my wife, has a trust fund. Whatever. They can come after me. You know, good luck with that. I want them to sue me because I'm going to depose everybody, whoever went, that they're friends with, everybody that they emailed with. I'm going to be at every deposition. I'm going to send them interrogatories, discovery. That's why you haven't been sued and I haven't been sued, because I want to be sued. Let them
I know.
Sue
I was actually asked by PSYOP experts, high level, that have run a successful operation. They said, what genius how you've done this to trick them into suing. And I said, no, that's not what happened. And they go, well, you better hope they do. And I don't know why I'm even saying that now. Maybe because then they'll think I really am scared, so whatever. You know, the point is that I'm just doing the right thing. And regardless, right. Mike, we got to get you on more often. God bless you. DangerInPlay.com. Susan Rice has come out. We've got the clip coming up. She's admitted that she basically did do the spying, but says she did nothing wrong. So they've got a big problem on their hands in the last 24 hours saying you were a big fat liar, Mike.
Yeah, let them keep hating, man. We're committed to the truth, and they're never going to compromise us. Thanks, Alex. You're a hero.
No, you're a hero, brother. DangerInPlay.com. You can get your whistleblowing, go there. Go to InfoWars. We got a great crew in there as well. Don and all the rest of the crew. Getting everybody else. Mikhail Thalen, just get in there. Kellen McBreen, all our writers. Paul Watson. Paul Watson, by the way, is going to drop the hammer on the pedophiles tonight or tomorrow with a huge investigative report that's going to send shockwaves across the Internet. This is a guy that has videos that have had 40 million views. So stand by. Stand by for main weapon system launch. T-minus. Countdown commencing. Yes, love it. All right. Let's go to Millie Weaver joining us from California. She's been all over the state. I'll ask her where she's at. Looks like L.A. to me. Investigating the admitted 474 reported pedophiles, including kids, and enslavement. They've been to the sheriff's department. They're doing a lot of behind-the-scenes work. When they come back, you'll be hearing about. But, Millie, thank you so much for sitting there for 15 minutes with Mike Cernovich. We got him on a little bit late, but I tell you, this is all coming together, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Thank you so much, Alex. You know, we're out here in California. California has the highest number of reported cases of human trafficking out of all the states in the United States. So we're just out here investigating, seeing what we can find. We're going to be talking with various law enforcement agencies as well as nonprofit groups that actually firsthand rescue children from these sex traffickers. And we're even going to be talking with someone that's going to take us into the deep web where they sell these children online. It's pretty disturbing, but, you know, we have Hollywood out here. We've had people like Corey Feldman come out speaking about pedophilia problems within Hollywood. And there's a lot of rumors, a lot of stories about massive pedophile rings amongst the Hollywood elite, Alex.
Well, there's been a lot of busts, too. Yeah, nearly 500 arrests in California human trafficking raids. They call it human trafficking in Reuters. It's little kids, 28 children, reported missing, kidnapped, forced into prostitution. Okay? So this is confirmed. This is just one of over 3,000 arrests that have happened since Trump. I want to commend your courage and the crew, Zimmerman and others, for being out there, as well as Gavin. But I got to thank the listeners, the audience, our affiliates, for supporting us to be able to do this, Millie.
Yeah, well, thank you, listeners out there that are funding this, because we're actually being able to really investigate, go, you know, and expose this pedophile networks out there. I mean, just being told a little bit with our anonymous source about the way they sell these children online, some of the gruesome stuff. I mean, we're not going to actually be showing any of that. We're not going to be seeing it firsthand, but we will take you guys in and show the, you know, websites where they're in fact selling these
The dark web, and you're going to obviously blur out his face. This is a respected person that's actually saved folks, involved with good folks in the federal government. I got to tell you, though, the special forces, the good people in the FBI, CIA, they're all ready to go. I mean, Trump has green-lighted a move against these people. That's why they're panicking.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty disturbing. Anyone would get motivated to want to try and stop this. And you know, Alex, if good men just turn the blind eye and they don't do anything, then evil will triumph. That's just what happens. So more people need to get out there and start, you know, going out and trying to fight this. And that's why we're going to be talking with law enforcement so that they can give us tips on signs to look for and how to report these type of situations when you see a child or a young girl or boy that you think is being trafficked.
Absolutely. And you've got a lot. You've got a person that has been involved in finding child traffickers, pedophiles on the dark web or deep web. And we have another report, L.A., that goes directly to rescued victims. Also work with L.A. County Sheriff's Department. Tell me about that. What's going on talking to the Sheriff's Department?
Well, as far as talking with the Sheriff's Department, they've actually been very reciprocative and helping us go ahead and set up interviews. They've actually seemed pretty excited about getting that message out there and having more people hear from them that they really are fighting this and that they want to give people tips on how to stop this, which would lead to more busts for them. Because a lot of times what happens is these children or these young girls, they are too afraid to come forward and say something themselves. A lot of them will actually defend their traffickers because they're afraid. These traffickers threaten their families.
Yes, Stockholm syndrome.
Yes, exactly. They are terrified to come forward. So it actually is going to require your everyday citizens on the street paying attention to what's going on around them. I mean, if you see some young girl with some older guy that looks kind of bizarre and maybe he's flying her to somewhere else and you're noticing something's off here, they don't look like they could be related, you know, it might be good to report something or, you know, have that looked into. And the problem is most people just mind their own business. They don't.
That's right, because people don't want to believe, you don't want to believe this is going on. And young girls, that's the tip of the iceberg. That's the visible area to get into the networks. We need to save them. But we're talking about young children. We're talking about snuff films. We're talking about Satanism. I know you guys are investigating that as well. I don't want to tip off what you're doing there on that front, but I want to get some basic info straight ahead with Millie Weaver on the other side. And then in the 30 minutes of the fourth hour, and then David Knight takes over, I have the former SEAL team leader and Patriot federal officer, Craig Sawyer, joining us, who wants to lead this private task force to cover all this.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
April 15th is coming soon, and every year you overpay billions in taxes. A new guide called Deduct Everything gives you 270 ways to cut your taxes immediately. Newsmax says Deduct Everything can save you $1,500 easily. Find secret deductions for your home, car, healthcare, college, job, even tax credits that are free money. Get Deduct Everything, a number one Amazon bestseller, or save $25 with our free offer at DeductEverything.com. That's DeductEverything.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
That's Russian techno. See, total proof that we're Russians. Oh my gosh, Eric Prince of Blackwater met with the Russians to discuss a way to cut off Iran and ask them to join the United States coalition. Can't have that. It's treason. Well, I'm back to Billy Weaver in a moment for this segment, and the next, and then my next guest joins us. By the way, we sold out of the fluoride-free Made in America by the biggest company out there, private label for us, fluoride-free with iodine and nano silver, as well as tea tree oil and, of course, the peppermint. We sold out of the adult formula, but this is the child's formula, exactly the same, but with no peppermint. It has the tea tree oil, it has the iodine, it has the nano silver, super blue. And I told my dad when he designed it, he's a dentist and oral surgeon, I said, it's pink. It's the same thing. It turns blue. It's got real iodine in it. It turns you grayish blue. I said, okay. But that's the label he designed, too. It's a bestseller. Everybody loves it. I mean, at least the last one was. It sold out. This is the child's formula. Because we had a lot of people with the first run, you know, 8-9 months ago. We've had like 5 or 6 runs now. Say, this is really strong. Well, it is twice concentrated. It is concentrated form. That's what how we want it. It's real strong. It doesn't have any fillers in it. It's totally natural, organic. So this is great for your children. It's $9.95, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. When you sign up for the free newsletter today, you'll get 50% off the Good Halogen X2 Nation Iodine that is selling out, and we have more shipments about to be produced, but then that may be it for this formulation. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I'd be lying to you if I didn't tell you we've had problems getting more of it, and we're the only folks who get the deep earth source. Everybody else makes it out of kelp. It's just not the same thing. Iodine gets bound in with other substances, and then it doesn't get delivered to the body. That's why everybody should get X2 today and support the broadcast. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Millie Weaver, getting back to your Satanism investigation, because there's political control in this and personal power for those involved, but you grew up in L.A. I don't know how much you want to get into it, but you grew up witnessing all this. I mean, I remember when you were, you know, in TV shows and stuff, you know, like 4 or 5 years ago and doing, you know, a reporting for us out in L.A. You're still now young, 24 years of age, but you know, here working for InfoWars, but what's the inside baseball on this? I know you guys are investigating serious Satanism, without saying names, at major institutions in Los Angeles.
Yes, well, thank you, Alex. And the problem is that we have a lot of these cults, these satanic cults that are rampant in Hollywood. I mean, there are so many different types of these cults, but one of the most prominent ones is OTO, which is Ordo Templi Orientalis. It's an Aleister Crowley satanic occult, and it has members in it that are celebrities, that are people in high positions of power.
And really, it's a league of dumbasses acting like they have secret knowledge.
Yes, and, you know, they want people to join their cult group prior to giving them that power in that seat so that they can control the artist, whoever's the one, you know, that's in power in that position. And that's really the bottom line. And if you want to think of it from a little bit more of a secular point of view, think of it as these cults are trying to make sure that people join in order to obtain blackmail on them, which will make it so that they are basically puppets that are easily controlled by the cult. So what happens is when they have people join their group, they engage in these bizarre rituals, these Aleister Crowley rituals.
Well, remember Bob Dylan said he sold his soul to the devil for power. He said he wasn't joking. And it was a Taylor Swift. They all say that. The devil, or these people convince them that their talents came from the devil, so that if they just sell to the devil, they'll have power, when all they're doing is believing the fraud when their own talent got them where they were. I mean, that's the greatest thing, and I'm one of the people here. Happened to Mark Dice, too. But I just knew it was all a big joke, and so we're 1,000 times more powerful not joining them. Back in 70 seconds for hour number 4, we'll finish up with Millie, and then the Saw Man. Oh, with the biggest intel on pedo gate yet. Everybody needs to tune in now.